been the toughest thing about the switch?
The toughest thing is just getting a physical mentality, you know, coming from quarterback, you know, being finesse. You know, you got to get kind of a meanness about yourself. So I say that's probably the hardest thing.
How did they approach you about switching? You know, when was that? And
I think in the wintertime, the coach just brought it to my attention, like, hey, you're too good of an athlete to be sitting on the bench and, you know, waiting for your shot at quarterback, and we can use you. You can help this team a lot. And the type of player I am, I just want to help the team out, you know, do whatever can help this team be successful. So I just went along with it.
How do you think it's going so far? How are you coming along? How are you picking everything up?
I think I'm picking it up pretty good. Like I said, just being athletic, that helps a lot. So everything is just pretty much second nature, just learning the plays and learning blocking schemes and everything.
Offensively, you guys lost quite a few weapons from last year. How does this offense compare? Can you guys be as good?
I think we can be as good or better. It just depends on how good we want to be, really. If we put in the work and put in overtime, I think we can really be good, really be successful this year.
Looks like Carey's kind of getting in stride with the tight ends and receivers so far.
Yeah, he is. He's doing pretty good. He's coming along too.
You guys seem to have a pretty good attitude out here too. Have you not? No big heads. Nobody bragging about.
Oh, nobody at all. No, not at all. I mean, we're still in our eyes. We're the underdog. We're still that old KU team, just fighting, trying to be the toughest team out there on the field at all times. And I think that's the mentality we have right now.
AJ, when you decided to come here, did you think it was a possibility that you might end up somewhere other than quarterback, or did you really see yourself playing quarterback?
Well, coming in, I could see myself playing quarterback, but I know I have the potential to play other positions with my size and my speed, and I can do other things. But I knew it was a possibility, you know.
Now the camp's going. How ready are you for the season? Just get here.
I'm pretty ready. We still have a lot of ways to go, you know, in that sense. I think we need a little more time, you know, to get things and get the younger guys going and everything. I mean, I'm a younger guy also. So I think we're ready, but we still need a little bit more time.
Yeah, you think you guys need some time to fit the pieces in that maybe you're missing from last year and trying to fill in some gaps?
I don't think we're worried about that. It's more of just finding our own identity this year, not harping on last year, you know, just finding our niche pretty much. That's about it.
When the coach says that you're a competitive guy, you know, can you talk about that? I mean,
It's just when I get on the field, I'm a different person. Like he said, off the field, they rated me the funniest guy, whatever. I like to smile and everything. But when I get on the field, it's just I just want to compete. I hate losing, you know. I guess you could say I'm a sore loser. I just want to win at all times, and I want to be successful. And I hate losing.
Coach said you don't take anything from anybody.
No, I don't, because a lot of times so far in this camp, the guys, they'll try to test me, you know, since I've been a quarterback. I think I'm just a soft quarterback, but I want to let them know that, that's not what I am.
One more question.
Is the coaching staff any harder on you guys this camp maybe after last season, maybe trying to keep you guys grounded?
I think they're pretty much the same, you know, just making sure we keep a good head on our shoulders, keep instilled that work ethic. And I think it's about the same. They haven't really just overdone it, you know. So that's about it.